Today's daf is Shabbos daf Peches. As we get into the daf in Shas, about one of the daf in Shas by Maimon Har Sinai, as we started to discuss the last daf when we discussed exactly when the Torah was given, Machlokas on the 6th, on the 7th, and we had the Machlokas Tanoim yesterday on the last daf relating to exactly what was the order of events on the week before Maimon Har Sinai, when exactly was the Prisha given, when exactly was Rosh Chodesh. That was the root Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanans. The Gemara first continues with Brisa trying to ask, as we have asked a number of questions already, on the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So Tashma, says the Brisa, the top line of Peches Amud Aleph, Tashma, Ditanya, B'Seder Olam, doesn't say they're Olam, one of the early sources that we have from the Tanoim, Nisan Shebo, starts off similar to the Brises that we had earlier. Nisan Shebo, Yatsu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, Ba'arba Asar, the Nisan, the B'nei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, Ba'arba Asar Shachtu Pischayan. On the 14th, that's when they shechted their Pesach, as we said yesterday. In the Torah, Pesach is the 14th day of Nisan. That was the day they shechted the Korban Pesach. That has the status itself. Erev Pesach has the status of a chag regarding certain halachas. Avelus might be broken earlier on Erev Pesach than it is on other Erev Chagim, because Erev Pesach itself has a certain status related to the Korban Pesach. It's interesting, just Lamaisa Machlokas, it's a lot of tiny detail of a Machlokas, but it might reflect something greater, and that is if Pesach starts on a Shabbos. So Erev Pesach is on a Friday. Does one say Vihi Noam, the Motzi Shabbos before? Usually the rule is Vihi Noam is only said when there's an Isser Malacha that week. So usually we would say there is no Isser Malacha. Pesach starts the following Shabbos. But Erev Pesach is on Friday. So is that good enough to knock out? Is that Isser Malacha as a function of the current Pesach? Is that enough to knock out the Vihi Noam? But that is a discussion in the postgame. But all that has to do with the status of Erev Pesach. So the Nisan, they went out of Mitzrayim on the 14th. They shechted the Korban Pesach. Bechamisha Asar Yatsu. And on the 15th day they went out. As we spoke about yesterday, exactly what time of day or night Makas Bechoros happens. Ve'oso Hayom Erev Shabbos Haya. And that day was a Friday. Right? So this is a different Brisa, Chamisha Asar, Vosiyom, Erev Shabbos Haya. Right, so we had yesterday a Brisa that said it was a Thursday. So it's Machlokas and Matzias. And then figure out exactly when it was. Umidereish Yarcha de Nisan Erev Shabbos. And if you work backwards, so then it comes out that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Friday also, if the 15th was. So Rosh Chodesh was on Friday, Reish Yarcha de Iyar Bechad B'Shabsa. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on a Sunday, V'Sivan B'Trei B'Shabsa. And Sivan would be on a Monday, so Kash the Rabbi Yossi. Again, Kash on Rabbi Yossi, we had the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Was Rosh Chodesh on a Sunday, or was Rosh Chodesh on a Monday? Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So Amar Lecha Rabbi Yossi, Hamani Rabbanani. Rabbi Yossi, just like Rabbanan said yesterday, about three brises. Oh, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi here says that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. There's never a problem with when you have a Machlokas Tanoim, and then you bring brises, because they would just say, that's the other one's opinion. No problem. Tashma, one more. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'sheni ala Moshe v'yarad. On Sheni, on the second day, Moshe went up and came back down. He went up, he got a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, we spoke about the first message Hashem said was, V'atem tiyuli mamlachas kohanim v'gai kadosh. Before Am Yisrael received the Torah, they had to accept that message, that purpose, that tachlis of existence, mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh. Once they accepted that, so then memela they're worthy to get the Torah. So Moshe went up and came down on day two. B'shlishi ala v'yarad. On the third day also, he went up, he heard the rules of Hagbalah, of cordoning off Har Sinai, and then he came down, Ba'alah, and then he came down and told Am Yisrael about it. Bidalid, on the fourth day, Yarad v'shuvlo Allah. He came down and he did not go up again until Kabbalah Satorah, until Atzeres Adibra. So first we ask, what do you mean? What did he come down from? Omeachar shalom Allah, mehechan Yarad. It says, on Wednesday he came down. He didn't say he went up. So it's got to be he went up first, mehechan Yarad. Allah, b'revi Allah v'yarad, you're right. On Revi also, he went up, and then he came down. Right, you always have to have a Yerida before an Aliyah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Malach, like it says in Vayetze, beginning of Vayetze, where Olim V'Yardim, first they went up, then went down. It was the Malachi Chut Eretz Yisrael going up. So it doesn't apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, though we spoke about yesterday, the four differences between the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuas Shar HaNevi'im, as one of the tenets of our faith, based on the pasuk on yesterday's daf, Peh El Peh Adaber Bo, even though that's true, but says the Gemara here, he's not a Malach, and therefore if he's coming down from Shemayim, it must be that he went up to Shemayim. Says the Gemara, Bachamishi, Bana, not finally on the fifth day, Bana Mizbeach, Vehikrev Olav Karban. On the fifth day, he built a Mizbeach, and he was Makrev a Karban. Right, as the Rashi quotes the Psukim exactly, Vayivim Mizbeach Tachazahar, he built a Mizbeach there, at Shas Lamed Arsina, and he was Makrev a Karban. Bashishi Lo Hayalopnai. And on Friday, he was too busy. He's too busy on Friday, I should say on Shishi. On Shishi, he was too busy. So, why was he so busy? So, my lav mishum Torah, isn't it because of the Torah, Rashi, lohaya lo p'nai la'alos, shekiblu kulon yachad es ha-dibros. They all got the dibros that day. So it's a raya that it was on day six, so they got the dibros that day. So we say, lav mishum Torah Shabbos. What's it called? It's the dibros. It was Shabbos. It was a busy Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos was a busy day. Even in the desert where they had the Anei Akav, everything was ready and made for them, and the man, it was still a busy day, even in the Midbar, period. Interesting that the Mizbeach that was built by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai, we've mentioned in the past, but today we get to talk about a lot of thoughts that we have mentioned in the past, but just to review some of them. Shabbos Peches, we have to do it. So at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where we have Maimed Har Sinai take two, Parshas Yisro is the major Maimed Har Sinai Gemara, and then you have Parshas Mishpatim. So Parshas Mishpatim describes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Makrif Karbanos with the help of the Bechoros in the end of, this was again pre-Egel, and the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu took Chatzi Hadam, and he took half the blood and sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, and he took half the blood and sprinkled it on the Am, and Rashi asks, quoting the Medrash, who split the Dam? Mi Bava Chalako? Who split the dam? It says Moshe sprinkled half the dam here, half the dam there. So the Gemara, the Rashi quotes, Ba Malach Lechilko. A Malach came down and split the dam. A Malach asked Rav Hutner, you needed a Malach to split the dam. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't split the dam. He didn't have measuring cups. So he couldn't split the dam. Just measure it out. It'll be half and half. And put half on the Mizbeach, half on the people. So, says Rav Hutner, no. What was the message? What was the symbol of the Chatzi Adam and Chatzi Adam here? Ben Adam al-Makom, Ben Adam al-Chaveiro. And Maimed Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the message to Klal Yisrael that there's an even duality that we need in our Avodas Hashem. Ben Adam al-Makom, that's the sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach. Ben Adam al-Chaveiro, sprinkling of the blood of the Am. And lest anyone in history later on want to say that one half of our Avoda is more important than the other, so it's good to be a good, the only important is to be a good person. Yeah, the nitty-gritty halachis is not as important. It's good to be a good person. So, if anybody says that, or if somebody says, no, you gotta serve a God Hashem, doesn't matter if you step on any people's toes. No, you gotta do Avodas Hashem. Boom, boom, boom. So Rav Hutner says, Bam Malach V'chilko. Right, an angel came down and split the dam exactly equal to make sure that we know forevermore that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have an even view of our Avodas Hashem. Good. So that is relating to the Mizbeach that was built. So now we get into the last section right here. Darash Ahu Gilila'a, a certain Galilean, made the drasha, a leader of Chizda, in front of Rav Chizda. Baruch Rachmana, blessed is Hashem, the Yahiv Urien Tlisoi, that gave a Torah that is made of three parts. What are the three parts? Rashi, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Tanakh. Actually, we got Tanakh at Har Sinai. We got Nevi'im Uksuvim at Har Sinai. Even more than that, the Gemara and Brachas we had in the first parak said we got Mishnah and Gemara and Mikra and Medrash. We got everything, the messages of Tanakh. So that is the Rashi's view of Tlisoi. Well, let's just finish and then we'll mention the Ritva. Li'am Tlisoi, to a nation that's split into three. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisoi, through the hands of a third. What is that? The third child of Amram and Yocheved, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Tlisoi. Biyom Tlisoi, on the third day after, third day of Prisha, meaning Thursday and Friday, and then the third day after Prisha. Biyarcha Tlisoi, in the third month. So that is the Brisa. Everything is threes. Come on, who is the Brisa according to? That says it was the third day of Prisha. That means Thursday, Friday, Kirabanan. So that works out like the Rabbanan. Remember, Rabbi Yossi said Wednesday was Prisha. So this is Thursday, Friday. Thursday, Friday, and then the third day was Prisha. Okay. So first of all, just one little ha'ara, and then we'll get to some more major thoughts. The Ritva here just says, you can have another pshat. What does it mean the Torah split it up into three? Torah split it up into three, so Rashi says Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Ritva says two other pshatim. The Yesh Mefarshim, Ki Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebalpeh, the Sisrei Torah Mimaisa Breishas Umaisa Merkava. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and metaphysical. Those are the three parts of the Torah. So metaphysics is not included in normal Torah Shebalpeh. Says the Ritva, those are the three categories. The Yesh Mefarshim, or then he says, Agada, Halacha, and Sisrei Torah. Sipurei HaTorah Chelek Echad, V'Torah HaMitzvos Chelek Sheni, V'Sisrei Torah Chelek Shlishi, V'Nachon Hu. I like that one, says the Ritva. You gotta have the stories. Right, I think I mentioned in the past. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put two stories in the first parak of Shas. Right, he knows that at the beginning you gotta break us in. Two stories in the first parak of Brachas, right? Rabbi Gamliel's story and Rabbi Tarfin's story. Two stories, then throughout. We don't have too many stories in all of Mishnayos. But two right at the beginning. But that's also a part of Torah. Sipurei Torah, Torah Samitzvahs, and Sisrei Torah related to the different parts, the three parts of the Torah. Good. It's related to Maimon Har Sinai in general, which we have been talking about, and we're about to get into the major discussion of Nasa Benishma. Just to mention a Meshech Chachma, which I haven't mentioned in a while, and that is in Parshas Yisro, where the Meshech Chachma discusses the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts four different losases in the second Dibra. The second Dibur. Lo yelecha lohem acherim. The Rambam in his Minyan Mitzvahs counts four mitzvos. Lo yelecha mahem acherim, lo sasa lecha pesel, lo savdeim. Four different mitzvahs the Rambam counts. Lo sasa lecha pesel, lo sishtachav elohem, lo savdeim. Right there it is. Aleph, Beis, Hey, and Vav. Ube emes, and either the Meshech Chachma quotes, this is in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Gimel, the emes is that it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear from different sugyas and shas that it has its separate mitzvahs. The Ramban, though, is very upset at the Rambam. The Ramban says, no, what do you mean? We have the Chazal that says that we got two from Hashem and the rest from Moshe Rabbeinu. Read the Gemara, the end of Maseches, Makos, the source of 613 mitzvahs. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611, we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, plus two we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But then our neshamas left us, as we're going to have Beis Hashem later on tomorrow's daf, on today's daf. So the question is, says the Ramban, how does the Rambam read this Gemara? It should be four we got from Hashem, and 609 we received from Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Doesn't work. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. Ulam chalila l'rabbeinu, sheyalim mimenu hamamar ha'shogar b'fiv. No, it's impossible that one should think that the Rambam forgot this Gemara. Rak Rabbeinu azal v'shitaso. No, the Rambam's going like he does l'shitaso in Mar Nevuchim. What does that mean? What does the Rambam say there? But Israel didn't hear anything. They didn't hear the words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha lo yilecha. They just had some type of intensely divine experience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means, revealed himself. And at that moment, they understood Anochi and Lo Yilecha. Those two, that was the experience they felt. They didn't hear words from Hashem, and then Memela, you would have to question all these words, so how does the Rambam count four instead of two? No, they didn't hear anything. They just had an experience of Maimon Har Sinai. It was seared into their soul, Anochi and Lo Yilecha. Memela, after that, they said, Moshe, you got to do it. So then Moshe gave them the details. But the experience of Nochi and Luyilacha, that is what they heard right then. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says. Whenever you want to understand the Rambam, you got to look at all three. You got to look at Mishneh Torah, in Mor Nevuchim, and in Pirush Mishnayos. Because all of them, Ruach Achas Heim. They're all Ruach Achas. That is point number one, general point about Maimon Har Sinai. The other point to mention, and that is the second Beis HaLevi in as many days. Hopefully we're going to have three. The Beis HaLevi discusses also in Parshas Yisro, how did Maimon Har Sinai even work? We're about to learn about Nasa V'Nishma. As the Beis HaLevi, assuming that the Kabbalah HaTorah, that commitment, that acceptance, had to follow rules of the Torah, then I don't understand. Because the Rambam Paskins and Hilchas Mechira, I think it is, that if somebody accepts something that is infinite, if I go over to you and say, I owe you as much money as you want me to owe you. Whatever you say, I owe you. The person owes nothing, zero. You can't obligate yourself to something that is infinite, doesn't have a definite amount. If I go and say, I owe you $5 million, then I owe you $5 million. But I can't obligate to something that is infinite. So the question is, how did Nasev and Nishma work? All right, it's right here in the beginning of Parshas Yisro. How did Bnei Yisrael say that, well, it's, Hashem, whatever you want, whatever you want. How did that work halachically? It's infinite. Says the Beis Halevi, no, there's another Rambam. The Rambam says you cannot obligate yourself to something that is infinite, but if I go over and create a relationship, if I say I obligate myself to be your Eved, to be your servant, I am your servant, then Mimela have to do whatever you tell me to do. That's two steps. I create the relationship between us. I am your Eved, you are my master. I can do that. And then once I do that, I have to do everything the master tells me to do. That's what Nasev and Nishma was. Nasev and Nishma was the creation of a relationship. We were Avdei Hashem. We used to be 7 weeks ago, we were Avdei Paro, and now we have completed the process, we are now Avdei Hashem. And that is, says the Beis Halevi, exactly what happened by Maimon Har Sinai. And he talks about the chil, the difference between an eved versus an infinite relationship. What the difference is? The mechayev atzmo hari ikra kabbalah hu achiyev, aval etzem gufo lo hikna lechaveiro. The chayev hari hu eno yodelo veino katsuv, aval amocher atzmo la eved eno makabel of shum chiyev. Rak makne gufo lo rabo ubazeh shaper chalakinyan. Vekiven da guf nasa al shal arav memela mechuyev lasos kol mashiyomer arav vizeh pashut. Right. So it's two general ideas. Got to remember these for Shmuis time, or for Yisro, the Meshech Chachma's discussion and description of Maimon Har Sinai and the Beis HaLevis. Okay, we continue. Vayitziatzu b'sachta sahar. Okay, could be the most famous lines in all of Masechah Shabbos right here. Peches. Vayitziatzu b'sachta sahar, Amar Avdimi Barachama Barachasa, Milamei Shekaf Alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zahar Kegigis, Kadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over our heads like a barrel. If you accept the Torah, wonderful, good, and the relationship will continue. And if not, but if not, that's it, it's all over. Made us an offer we cannot refuse. First, a small point and a larger point. Number one, many Mefarshim asks, what should the Gemara say? If you accept the Torah, fine. If not, po take v'raschem. Here's your, I'm going to drop the mountain on you. What do you mean, shum take v'raschem, there? What do you mean, po take v'raschem? So, Rev Soloveitchik, I heard B'Shem Amro, he once said that shum, Bnei Yisrael might have felt at that time, no, we're good avadim. We understand what God wants. We don't need to be obligated. We'll do the right thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that might be good for you. What about your children? What about your grandchildren? Shum take v'raschem. Later on in history, we can never have too many precautions. Po and Shum take v'raschem. Right, that's the issue. Shum, the children and the grandchildren, number one. Number two, the other issue I think I mentioned this in the Tshuva Drasha this past year. Shum take v'raschem. Well, Bnei Yisrael said, you know what, let's think about it. We'll push it off. I'm not sure if we want to make the commitment right now. Right? So he says, if you accept it right now, if you're ready, mutav, if not, shum. The attitude of shum. The attitude, I'll do it then. I'll do it in the future. Yeah, I'll get to it. Take v'raschem, and that's it. That's the burial of the plan. If we have a plan and we don't do it right now, shum take v'raschem. Right? The shum attitude is the end of the issue. Okay, so this is the Gemara. You know what? Let's first continue and get up to Nasev and Ishma, and then we'll deal with Tosfos's issue. First, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mikan Mudar Rabbe Lo Raisa. From here, the fact that we were forced. By the way, why did Chazal darshan it? Why did they make the drasha? Because it says we stood out under the mountain. Vayisasu b'tachta zahar in under the mountain. That's why Chazal made such a drasha. Mikan Mudar Rabbe Lo Raisa. From here is a great excuse. A great excuse for us. Why? Because later on in history, whenever we did something wrong, we would be able to say, well, Hashem, you forced us. It wasn't our choice. You forced us, so what can we do? It wasn't really our fault. So throughout all the sins of Sefer Bamidbar, we really might have had this excuse. We were punished for it, but we had some type of excuse. It was a modah rabba. Rabba, we were forced. Even before that, some of the Achronim say, really? Is forcing something that We don't assume if somebody's forced that it's good. We know if you look for two questions. One, if you look in Baba Basra, if somebody's forced to sell something, we pass Kintuluy of Azavin, Zvina Zvini. It does work because we assume there's a Gemira's Das. What, after being forced, you know, ultimately I'm going to get the money, so I'm happy. So here, I'm going to get the Torah. So that's one issue that I heard him talk about. The other issue is based on the Rambam. The Rambam, again, a well-known Rambam in the end of Perek Beis of Hilchas Gerushin, the Rambam discusses if somebody is supposed to give a get to their wife, and they're being stubborn, and they're being an auction, and they don't give it, but really halachically they're supposed to give it. What is the halacha? Bezdin forces them and beats them up until they say, okay, I want to. Kofanas u'achi yom arotzani. And the Rambam asks on himself, how is that allowed? The halacha is, if somebody is forced to give a get mu'usa is puzzle. So why here is it different? Says the Rambam, a forced get is only a forced get if they don't halachically have to give it. If somebody stam doesn't have to give the get, and he's beat up, and okay, I'll give the get. That's a forced get. If there's no halacha driving him to have to give the get. But if there's a mitzvah, if giving the get here is a mitzvah, it's a halacha, so then we say that really deep down he wants to give the get. It's just his yetzahara is forcing him not to give the get. It's overpowering him. Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf. Says the Rambam, Misha takvo yitzro hara, levatel mitzvah, ola asosa veira, vehuka osha asa davar shachayav asoso ashen esrachim davar shachayav asoso, ein za amnus mimenu, elohu anas atzmo, bidaito hara'a. Right, the Rambam says that he's forcing himself, but really deep down every Jew is that pintel yid may be created from the Gemara Nida daf lamed aleph, that we learn all of Torah in utero to create that connection with every Jew to Torah. So asks the Mefarshim, so how does the Rambam deal with our Gemara? Right, if deep down, right, we want to do it, so what do you mean if we were forced? Hadarkit, right, the Modor Rabbala Raisa. We all wanted to do it. So what's the answer? Maybe that didn't start till after Kabbalah Satorah. Maybe that connection, that type of halacha, that every Jew has an Atiya Latov, maybe that didn't start till after Kabbalah Satorah. And that's Kabbalah Satorah ingrained in every Jew, this connection. Our neshama is being at Har Sinai. That ingrained every Jew, right? We know all of us were there. We were all there. The Marshal, in his Hakdama to Baba Kama, describes Al-Pi Kabbalah, that we each were there and we each had our own pipeline receiving of the Torah. It wasn't like all the same. We each had our own personal Kabbalah Satorah. That's why we all have different understandings of the Torah. And Elu ve'Elu, right? Why does two people could read the same source and come up with totally different ideas related? Because we each had our own pipeline of Kabbalah Satorah, but we were all there. So that's why maybe that idea didn't even start till after Kabbalah Satorah. Maybe other answers given, but that is Moda Rabba La Oraisa. Amar Rava, Afal Pikein, Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashveiros. Even so, we re-accepted it, Bimei Achashveiros. We re-accepted it willingly, Bimei Achashveiros. Rashi has a beautiful Lashon, much discussed Purim time, Mei Avas Hanes Shena'as Elohem. Because of the love of the nace that occurred to them, unbelievable. That's a difficult line also. Whether they didn't have nisim during Yetzias Mitzrayim and Har Sinai and Kriyas Yamsuf, the first experience, may avas hanes. So maybe the extra point is the nace during a zman of Hester Panim. Right, the time of Purim, it wasn't a nes nigle, nes nistar, and they realized that Kodesh Baruch Hu was behind. That's the me'avas hanes that they accepted. But we'll get back to that. Dechsev kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, kimu masha kiblu kfar. The Jews re-accepted what they had accepted earlier. That is what happened by Purim time. Good. Omar Chizkiya. Should we talk about Nasav and Ishmael already? Should we stop? Let's get it for the two dots first. Amar Chizkiya, my dechsev, mishamayim hishmata din, eretz yara vishkakta, from heavens you let out known your din. The land was fearful and quiet and calm. Im yara lo shlama shakta, vim shakta lama yara. So why? Was it calm or was it fearful? Which one? So ela betchila yara lebasov shakta. First it was yara, first it feared, ulebasov shakta. And then eventually it quieted down. Valama Yara, why was it fearful? Kidderesh Lakish, the world was worried about the Jews' acceptance of the Torah. Damaresh Lakish, Yom Hashishi. Why does it say Yom Hashishi? Right? All the other ones just said without the hay. So why does the hay here, the hay hayadia, hay yaseira lamali, malamed, shehisna kadosh baruch hu in maisa breishas, Hashem made a tznai on maisa breishas, va'amr lahem, et said, im yisro makabal ma'torah, atem miskaimin, if the Jews accept the Torah on vav sivan, yom hashishi, the sixth day later on in history, wonderful. V'yim lav, and the world continued to exist. V'yim lav, ani machzir eschem l'tohu v'vohu. If not, I'm going to take you back to tohu v'vohu. That is the message that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, because the world is what keeps the Torah going. Oh, so is this a would this be a punishment? The world would cease to exist, I have to go back to tohu v'vohu? What's the lashon of tohu v'vohu? Why not Hashem just say, I'll destroy the world, I'll bring it back to tohu v'vohu? So I once heard a pshat, I think it was in the name of Rav Shlomo Kluger. I think it was. That he gave pshat on a different case. Right? We know the piyut that we see on Yom Kippur and the kina that we see on Tisha B'Av about the Asara Haruge Malchus. We know the malachim started crying to Hashem. The malachim, the angels were screaming to Hashem, Zu Torah, Zu Schara. Right? All the tremendous Gdoli Yisrael, all the torture that they went through. So the malachim said, Zu Torah, Zu Schara. And it's always a very scary, sharp line. Wait, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu answer? Remember in the piyut? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't stop it, if you're not quiet, I'm going to be machs of the world to Torah Bavohu. It's in the piyut. And he asks, well, what's the lashon of tohu v'vohu? Just say, I'm going to destroy the world. I'm going to punish you. So it explains to Shlomo Kluger. I think I heard that. I think it was in his name. That the whole world, he gives a mashal. He says, imagine there was a king who had a certain servant, and the servant always used to make him beautiful kalim out of gold. The king gave the raw materials to the servant, and the servant fashioned it out of gold. One time, the servant comes and makes a beautiful, beautiful golden chair. Golden chair made out of gold, beautiful, excellent. And the other servants of the king were very upset. They were jealous. So they tell the king, they whisper to the king, you know what, this guy used more gold than you gave him. He stole more from the treasury. He took more. You think that he's such a great servant? No, he's taking more than he's supposed to take. And the king goes and confronts him and says, is that true? Are you taking more than you're supposed to take? How is that? I can't believe it. So the servant says, of course not. No. I use exactly what you told me to do. He says, prove it. So he says, the only way I could prove to you that I took exactly the amount of raw materials is if I take the whole chair apart. If I take the whole chair apart, so then Mamewa, I could show you the raw materials. But that's the only way I could do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, I have a divine plan. Every single Nekuda in the entire world, and every person, and every nation, it's everything's connected to each other. You're trying to understand, right, tzaddik v'ralo. You're trying to understand why these tzaddikim are getting tortured. If you really want to understand it, I have to unravel the entire history of the world. I'm going to have to go back to tohu v'vohu. I'm going to have to go back to the original state. Because if you want to understand everything. That's what the lashon is. Not an onesh. It's just that you have to go back to the raw materials. So here too, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't accept the Torah, then the whole purpose of the Torah will be undone, and I'm going to have to unravel everything and start again. That's the language of tohu v'vohu. But that's the pshat and the piyut, and that's the lashon here in our Gemara. Good. One more point to mention, and that is the Rashba says, just the language of the Rashba in his Chiddushi Agados, Shemei Acher, on this line, that I'm going to have to bring the world back to Tov Avohu, Shemei Acher, She'ikr HaKavana B'Briyas HaOlam, Hu B'Shvil HaMin HaEnoshi, the Iker purpose of the Bria is creation, that man is an intellectual person trying to get close to Hashem. And how can you try to get close to Hashem without the instruction book that Hashem gave us? So therefore, the Torah was created before the world, one of the seven things created before the world, and we have to focus on it. Because if we don't focus on it, then we won't be able to fulfill our purpose of the world, and human beings are the purpose of the world. And therefore, the Rashba says, the whole world would cease to exist. Period. Darash Rabbi Simai Viter by the two dots. Bishah Sheikh Dimu Yisrael Nasal Nishma. And at the moment that Bnei Yisrael were makdim nasa tenishma, bo shishim ribo shamalachei hashareis, l'kol echad echad mi Yisrael, 60 ribo. meaning 600,000 malachim came to every Jew, k'sharolosh neksarim, and they gave each Jew two crowns, echad k'neged nasa v'echad k'neged nishma, one for nasa, one for nishma, v'kiven shechatu Yisrael, and once they sinned, yardu mea v'esrim ribo malachai chavala, 120,000 malachai chavala came down to pirkum, and took off the crowns. So, right, each good malach could do two. The bad malachim can only do one. That's what you need. You had 600,000. I'm sorry, 1.2 million. I'm sorry. 1.2 million. Right, 600,000. They could both hold in each of their hands, their heavenly hands, right? They could have Nasav Adishba, but when Hashem had to remove them, he had to send down 1.2 million malachi chavala to remove them. Shenemar v'yisnaslu b'nei Yisrael edyom mehar chorev. They removed their crowns. Amar v'cham v'chanina, b'chorev to'anu, b'chorev parku. They put them on by chorev. Right, which is another name for our Sinai, and Bechorev Parku. Bechorev Ta'anu, Kidda Amran, as we know, they got him in Chorev. Bechorev Parku, Dechsiv, Vayisnaslu, B'nai Yisrael, V'chulu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'kulan, Zacha, Moshe, V'natlan. Moshe was Ocha to all of them. The Samechlayu, Moshe, Yikachaza Oel. Moshe took his Oel, put it in outside the Machana, he was Ocha to all the crowns. Amar Reish Lakish, Azra, Kodesh Barku, Lakzir, Amanu, we're gonna get him back. We're going to get those crowns back. Shneamar ufduye Hashem yishuvu nuvo sion berina v'simchas olam al rosham. The eternal simcha on our heads. Simcha shemei olam al rosham. The very, very old, ancient simcha will be on our heads. That means the crowns of Naaseh v'Nishma. Period. Stop there for a moment. The most famous discussion on this daf, again, we're not going to go through all of it. Maybe we've had shiurim about it in the past. And that is, how do you put together the top of the Amud and the bottom of the Amud? The top of the Amud, Kaf Alam HaKagigas. We were forced to accept the Torah. Bottom of the Amud, Naaseh v'Nishma. We did it willingly. So ask Tosfos on top. Tosfos is kasha. V'yafal pishakvar hikdimu nasa l'nishma. Shehu yu, right, so that, why didn't we do nasa v'nishma? So that's Tosfos is kasha. But Tosfos wasn't the first to ask this. The Midrashim ask it. The Midrashim asked this question. Nasa v'nishma versus kafalim arkegigas. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh. We were ready to accept Torah shebichsav, but Torah shebal peh, that's much harder. The language of the Medrash, I'll read it to you. The language of the Medrash is, Anu kulam amr nasa v'nishma, b'b'nei she'en bo yegiya v'tsar, v'hi ma'at, elo amr lehen al Torah shebal peh, she'ish ba digduke mitzvahs, kalos v'chamuros, v'hi aza kamaves, v'kasha kish'ol kinasa, Torah shebal peh is much harder. L'fi she'en lo medotza elo b'misha, oi v'akadosh baruch hu, b'chol libo, b'chol nasho, b'chol ma'odo. Torah shebal peh requires a much deeper commitment that they weren't ready to do, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them regarding Torah Shebal Peh. The Ben Yehoyada right here, unbelievable, beautiful Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says right here, he says, that's why it's like a barrel. He held a mountain over their heads like a, why did the Gemara say? He held it over their heads like a mountain. He held the mountain over their heads like a mountain. It doesn't say that. He held the mountain over his head like a barrel. What's the mashal of a barrel? Says the Ben Yehoyada, a barrel, the ikar of what's on the barrel is on the inside. The barrel is just the chitzonius. But there's so much wine inside that's being held. There's billions and trillions of droplets of wine. B'nai Yisrael said, we're ready to accept the Torah Shebichsav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shows them the mountain like a barrel. What does that mean? You only see the outside of it. The Torah Shebichsav is the outside. There's so much inside. And you can't accept one without the other. What, you're going to take the barrel without the wine? So says the Ben Yoyada, that's why Dafka, the barrel, the mashal of barrel was given, because every drop, every word in Torah Shebichsav has so much wine inside of it. And that is why also, just to add one more point, some of the achronim I saw say, that's why Hadar Kiblu B'mei HaShveiros fits in beautifully. Why? Because they accepted one Me'avas HaNeis, because the Neis, that was Dafka, the hidden one. That's when they accepted willingly. Why? Because that's what they were forced to in the first place. This is the Torah Shebal Peh that they were forced to accept. Later on, they said, "Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu acts for us behind the scenes. We're going to accept what's also behind the scenes, the Torah Shebal Peh." We discussed a little bit related to this on the last stuff as well. But that is all one approach, Torah Shebichsav versus Torah Shebal Peh. Tosfos does not give that answer. Tosfos' answer is that Hashem was worried that maybe when they would get scared, when they see the tremendous fire, that their neshamas would leave them, as they actually did. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to force them because maybe they would be chozer bo. As the Velt. What do you mean they would be chozer bo? Mimanavshach. If they would have been chozer bo, then forcing them is not really an acceptance. And at least give them a chance. Let's see what the, if they're chozer bo, if they would be scared. So the Maharal and the Chiddushei Agados and elsewhere in the Tiferes Yisrael writes, he says, no, the Tosfos of Pshat is a deeper idea. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create the world as an absolute existence, not as a relative existence. And the world only functions if Bnei Yisrael accepts the Torah. So it can't be, says the Maharal, and this is what Tosfos says the Maharal, that Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah and therefore the world exists. And at some time in the future, Bnei Yisrael could unaccept the Torah. You know, we've had enough of it. And then Memela, the world would teeter all the way until then, and Memela wouldn't exist. No. Once they accept it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, great, you accepted it, now I'm cementing the relationship. I'm making it an absolute existence, because that's what's needed for the world to exist. It has to be an absolute existence. And that's why he gives the mashal that the Medrash gives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol forced us, he was ma'anes us. And what is the halacha by an ones, by a rapist, Rachman al-Islan? V'losia li'isha lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. An absolute existence is created. Kadosh Baruch Hu can never divorce us. No matter what we do, Kadosh Baruch Hu is stuck with us. Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. Again, there's another answer, another approach, but we'll leave it for now. Maybe this week we'll have that, based on time, maybe we'll have that Daf Be'in Shir going through some more of the Mar Makomos. I also still have to give Borer part two. But Be'ez Hashem, it's on the agenda. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, B'shar Shekdim Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, second to last, skinny line. When Bnei Yisrael said that, Yotza Basko V'yamar Lahem, Abasko went out and said, Migila L'Banai Razeh, who revealed to my children this secret, Shamalach Esher is Mishtam Shimbo, the Malach Esher has used this. What's the secret? The Pasuk in Tehillim describing Malachim says, Berchu Hashem Malachav Giborei Kalach Osei Dvaro Lishmo Abakol Dvaro. So you see first in the Pasuk, Beresha Osei V'hadar Lishmoa. First it says Osei Nase, and then Lishmoa, and then Nishma. Nase V'Nishma. The Marsha here says, why by Malachim is it specifically, are they related to Nase V'Nishma? Because by Malachim they don't have a Yetzahara. So when they plan on doing something, they do it. It's as if it's done already. So that's why it's as if it's Nasa V'Nishma. Because Malachim don't have anything going against what they want to do. That's why Malachim Dafka are connected. Amrav Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina, Maidach Siv, Kit Tapuach, Batzei Hayar, V'chulu, Lama Nimshu Yisrael Tapuach, why they're compared to a Tapuach, which we mentioned in the past, might not be an apple, as we call it an apple. Rav Shechter thinks that a Tapuach is some type of citrus fruit. Based on the Gemara, what Chavroses is made up of. Lo malacha, ma tapuach ze, pir yokodim la'alav, just like a tapuach, its fruit comes before its leaves. Unusual to usual fruit. Af Yisrael, hikdimu nasa l'nishma. So the Bnei Yisrael went out of order. Period. Hahu, again, I'm sorry, there's a lot more. We're trying to fit in as much as we can. There are a number of Beis HaLevis in Yisrael and in Mishpatim also. We'll let it in Asa V'Nishma about the two types of Talmud Torah. We'll see if there's time in the future. Hahu Tztuki, third to last line. The Chazi L'Rava to come Ayin B'Shmaitza. The Tztuki, a heretic, saw Rava, who is being Ma'ayin in his Sugya. The Yasva Etzba'asa Diyade Tutekare. He was sitting on his hands. Rava was sitting on his hands, and he was so engrossed in the learning that he didn't realize that he was squishing his hands. And there was blood coming out of his fingers. He was so engrossed in his learning, he didn't realize. And the Tztuki says to him, you Jews haven't learned. Ama de paziza de kadmisu pumaychu lo'udnaychu. You nation who act so quickly. That you put your mouth in front of your ears, akati b'chazu saichu kadmaisu. You're still doing it. Bereisha ibay lechula mishma. You should have heard first. Nishma imatisu kablisu vilo lo kablisu. And if not, you wouldn't have accepted it. But you've gone overboard. So there's some kind of connection between nasav and nishma being an unbelievable mesiris nefesh reflection and being moser nefesh and totally losing oneself in Torah. He didn't realize. He was totally engrossed. Amalei, and Rava answers, he says, I don't understand. Anan, disaginon, bishleimusa. We go, betum levav. We go, we act be'ahava. Ksivban, it says about us, tumas yisharim tanchem. The straight of the innocent will lead them. Meaning we're living a complete, wonderful, amazing life. Hanach, inshi disagin ba'alilusa. But you guys always want to know, understand everything. Aliel and open. Meaning sometimes you gotta be moser nefesh. Sometimes you gotta not understand it and just go beyond. Again, the total involvement, the Talmud Torah. I heard a story recently that in the middle of the night, one time it was in Panovich, and Rav Shach started screaming, "Help, help, help, help me, I need help!" And his Talmidim ran down from the dormitory. He's like, "Oh, what's the Rosh Hashiva?" They ran into the Beis Medrash, and he said, "Help, help!" They run in, they see Rav Shach in the Beis Medrash. They say, "Rebbe, Rebbe, what did you call it? Call it Salah?" He's like, "I don't know what's Rebbe Kiva Eger talking about. What's going on with it? I need it. I can't sleep. I need you to..." He was engrossed. There was nothing else in the world. He was screaming because that was his life. Right? But it's not, as we just said, it's not based on logic. It's based on the commitment to Talmud Torah. I think we mentioned in the past also, Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, I think, quoted the Chavetz Chaim, how this Gemara, Nasa V'Nishpa, the whole idea connects to the Sifri in Zos HaBracha. Sifri in Zos HaBracha, which says that Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah and offered it to all the other nations, and they all say, "Shem, you want it? No, what's written in it? Oh, Lo Sirtzach, not forget it." Right? Lo Sidnaf, Lo Sidnaf. So the obvious question, Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to make a Shidduch here. He's offering the Torah to them. So they say, "What's written in it? In it, what should Hashem say? Nice mitzvahs, this, that." He dafka chooses the mitzvah that he knows that they're going to reject it because of. So explained, or the Chafetz Chaim, I think it was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you want the Torah. They say, "What's written in it?" The second that they say Maksivba, that postles them. Your commitment is going to be based on understanding. It has to be open and clear, like Rava says here. Ba'ali Lusa? Forget it. Lo Sirtzach, I'm not interested in you. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, "You want the Torah? Nasa v'nishma." We have no idea. Nasa v'nishma. It's b'shleimusa. It's b'tom levavenu. We don't know. That's the message. That's Rava right here. That whole vart is included in this line of the Gemara right here. B'shleimusa or ba'ali lusa. Are we going b'shleimus and just b'tom levav or ba'ali lusa? Good. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my dechsev libav tani achosi chala. Come close to me, my kala. Libaftani ba'achas me'inayich. With one of your eyes, you have come close. Bitchila ba'achas me'inayich. Originally, it was with one of the eyes because we didn't accept fully. The kishatasi b'she'inayich. And then it became a full relationship. Right? Originally, it wasn't maybe because kavala machakigas, and later on, it was accepted both. Amar ula aluva. So what happened though right after Kabbalah Satorah? Aluva kala mizana bitochu pasa. How embarrassing is it for a kala to be mizana while she's still in the chuppah? Right, and that's what happened by the Cheta Egel. Right, she was mizana tachas chupasa. The Marsha says here, aluva, the word used for is aluva, and not, aluva just means embarrassed. Says the Marsha, on a halachic level, a kala being mizana, who hasn't, might be better, meaning not as bad as an Eshes Ish. But in terms of the chutzpah level, he says the kala is much worse. Right there, mamish there, as Achashverosh said, iti babayis, right under the chuppah. So that's why Ula says the lashon of aluva is used. The Ben Yehoyada says just kind of just the opposite. Aluva is not as bad of a lashon as chutzpah, because we kind of were not forced to do it, but there were other there was the Erev Rav, there were other people around that were forcing us to do it. So aluva is not as bad. So machlokas Marsha and the Ben Yehoyada. Amar Rav Mari Bara de Bashmuel, Mikra, what's the pasuk that alludes to this about the kala under the chuppah? Acha melech bin sibo, while the king is still in the party, near di nasan recho. I'm already, the melech's in the party, and the queen is going and putting perfume, you know, getting ready for somebody else. That's like the Cheta Egel by the Har Sinai. Even though we did that, we're still in a beloved relationship with him. It says Nasan Recho in the continuation. It doesn't say Hisriach, that we became putrid. So Kadosh Baruch Hu still loves us. Tan Rabbanan Aluvin Ve'enon Ovin. Somebody is embarrassed, insulted, and does not embarrass. Shomin Charpasan Ve'enon Meshivin. They hear their charpa, they hear their insults, and they don't answer. Osin Me'avo Smechin Bisurin. They just accept everything that comes their way. Alana Kasav Omer Ve'oavav Kishay Sashemesh Big Vuraso. Those who love him are strong as the sun coming out. There is an unbelievable Chavetz Chaim. So everybody has to look at it today if they have one at home. Shmiras Halashon. Shmiras Halashon, Shar HaTavuna, Perek Zion. Says the Chavetz Chaim, there are different levels that a person could reach upon being insulted. The first level is, you feel it, you want to say something back, and you hold yourself back. That's one level. That's the lowest level, because you know what, says the Chavetz Chaim? Sometimes we're not going to be able to hold ourselves back. We're not going to be able to do it. So, but that's one level. Number two is the level where you feel hurt, but you've conditioned yourself to, you know, not answer back. So it's easier, so you feel like you don't answer back. Number three is the highest level that's alluded to in our Gemara. Aluim smeichim b'yisurit, somebody who gets an insult and doesn't say it, he realized from Hashem, I'm an object, not a subject. This is supposed to happen. This is supposed to happen, and therefore, you know, I accept it. He says that's the third level. Osin me'avu smeichim b'yisurit pirish mashenu meishiv who mitzara aval Hashem u'makabel yisurin elu b'simcha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything for me, b'simcha. And on the bottom, he quotes a story from Toldos Adam. He quotes one time Rav Zalman Volozhiner, the student of the Gra, was traveling with his brother Rav Chaim Volozhiner. They were both traveling, and they came to an inn, and the innkeeper spoke to them insultingly and terribly. And when they left the inn, Rav Chaim sees his brother Rav Zalman, who he was crying. And he said to him, he says, why are you crying? He says, you really care about what he said? Right, you're upset about what he said. What's the problem? Rabbi Zalman said, I'm not crying because of the gnus and I feel bad, I feel insulted. He says, no, but I felt a little tinge of hurt. And therefore, I have not yet fulfilled the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, of smeichim b'yisurin, and not feeling it at all. And I'm upset. I'm not upset that he insulted me. I am upset that I felt it, that I'm a human being. So he says that's what he quotes on the bottom of the Shemir Salashon, but a whole parak about what we're supposed to feel when we're insulted, just to train ourselves to just let it slide and not be involved. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev Hashem yitain omer, Hashem says, hamavasro svarav, kol dibur v'dibur shiatim via gvura, nechlak l'shivim l'shonos. Every word that Hashem said is split up into 70 languages. Tani dever b'yishmo, ukepadu shivot zitzela, like a hammer, hammering and sparks fly out. Ma patish zen nechlak l'kamini sotzos, just like this patish, is split up to many sparks go out. Af, kol dibur v'dibur shiatim via gadosh baruch hu, nechlak l'shivim l'shonos. Everything that Hashem said, there's so much drush, there's pshat, Rosh, Sod, Parde, so many different levels of interpretation, and therefore, that's the magic of the Torah. That also, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, that was the tragedy of the Septuagint, right, that we fast for on Aseret B'Teves, that the Torah was so bad they translated it, because so many of the secrets are lost in translation. The Torah was given B'Lashon HaKodesh, all the different levels of Pshat, Remes, Drash, and Sod, it's all based on the fact that it was given B'Lashon HaKodesh. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Papa, my dechsev, Shimuki Nagidim Adaber, listen, princely ones, I'm speaking. Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah Ki Nagid, why are Divrei Torah compared to a Nagid, to a prince? Lomar Lacha, Ma Nagid Zeh Yishbo Lahamisu Lahach Yos, just like a prince has the power to let, to kill and let live, Av Divrei Torah Yishbem Lahamisu Lahach Yos. So the Divrei Torah has that power. V'hainu Dama Rava Lomai Mi'inim Ba Sama Dechai, those that are properly involved in it. It's the medicine of life, and for those who misuse Torah, it is the medicine of death. Every dibur that comes out of Hashem's mouth, kaviyachol, has two ksarim on it. Rashi ledibur sharibo mamish v'nireh. Right, roim es akolos. At that time, they were on the level to be able to see it. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi ma'idachsev tsror hamar dodi li bein shadayolin. Even though we're going to darshan this related to kabbalas haTorah. Amra Knessi Sisrola Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ava Bisha Meisar Umeimar Li, Dodi Ben Shaddai Yolin. Even though we've had some rebellious times together, you know, we're still very close to each other. Still very close. Eshkol HaKofer Dodi Li, Bekarmi Engedi. Again, continuing the Psukim in the beginning of Shir HaShirim. Misha Hakol Shelo. What is we darshan? Eshkol from the word Hakol Shelo. Misha Hakol Shelo Hashem Mechaperli Al Avon Gidi. It's being Mechaper, and he atones for me on the Avon of the Gidi of the Egel. Shekaramtili, that I have heaped up, I have gathered for me. So I get kapara for the egel. My mash, but I karmi lusha de miknashu. How do I know that karmi is a lashon of gathering? Amar marzusha braider of Nachman kiditznan kisei shel koves. A koves's chair says in the Mishnah and Kalim shekarmino lavas a kalim, that you gather and put all the kalim on top of the chair. Good. Just a little bit more. Amar b'shua ben Levi my dechsev lechayav karugas abosim. Hashem's cheeks kaviyachol are like arugas abosim, sweet smelling. Kol diber v'diber shiasim yekadosh baruch hu nismali kolam kula b'samim. All the dibers that went out from Hashem's mouth, kaviyachol, the whole world had an unbelievable fragrance. The kivan shifts. So the Gemara says, the kivan shifts. Dibur rishon ismali, dibur sheni lehichan halach. If every dibur filled the whole world, so once you had the first dibur, the whole world was full already. So how did the second dibur add anything? So Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaRuach Me'otzrosav, Hashem made it windy. He took out a wind from his otzar, V'haya Ma'avir Rishon, he made there be able to be space. Shenemar Sif Sosav Shoshanim Notfos Mar Over. The lips were Shoshanim and dripping with mar, with sweet smelling items. Al Tikri Shoshanim Ela Sheshonim. Sheshonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats, so that's when it fills the world again. One more section for today. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi called Dibur v'Dibur Shiyatmi B'Yakadosh Baruch Hu Yatzo Nishmashon So Yisrael. The our Nisham is left. Shnei Amar Nafshi Yatzas B'Dabro U'Me'achashi B'Dibur Rishon Yatzo Nishmashon Dibur Sheni Heich Kiblu. If we all died after the first Dibur, how do we get the second Dibur? Hori Tal Sha'asid L'Achyos Bo Mesim V'Hech Yosam. Hashem brought Tal, special dew that Tchias HaMesim is going to come with, and he did Tchias HaMesim right then. Shenemar Geshem Nidavos Tanif Elokim Nachalascha Vinileh Us Atakonanta. Right, so that's why we had Tchias HaMesim at that point. V'yama Rabbi Shua ben Levi Kodiv V'Dibur Shezbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chazi Yisrael Acharem Yud Beis Mil. We jumped back 12 mil. V'hayu Malachi Yesharis Medadin Osan, and the Malachi Yesharis, the angels, had to encourage us to push us back. Shenemar Malachi Tzavakos Yududun. That they pushed us back. We're not going to mention the Chassam Sofer's thought about if the Torah was given on Shabbos, how were they able to come back? It was Yud Beis Mil, it was the Trum Shabbos. That was one issue he deals with. But the other issue, just to end off with, is unbelievable. Ben Yoyada, to come for the today's shiur, for the last 30 seconds, it was worth it for this Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do here? He did Tchias HaMesim. He gave them this special towel after they died to revive them. So why didn't he just give them the towel beforehand so they wouldn't die? Why do you have to have them die first and then revive them? Just give them something beforehand to make them strong enough not to die. Why do you have to make them die and then... So the Medyoyada said no, because at the beginning of our nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us already the destiny of our nation. There's going to be a Tchias HaMesim. There's going to be a Geula. There's going to be a time period where amazing things are going to happen, where your physical bodies, not just Olam Haba in the spiritual realm, right away at Maimed Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Tchias HaMesim to us. And that's what occurred. That's the Ben Yoyada. Then, maybe, I don't want to rush through it, but then he gets into, and this also relates to the question of the Birkei Yosef. What's the question of the Birkei Yosef? Eishes Reb Zeira, the wife of Reb Zeira, did she have to get married again? What's the case? Remember the story? Come Rabbi Shaftali Reb Zeira. After the Purim Suda, Rabbah had killed Reb Zeira, and Rabbah did Tchias HaMesim to Reb Zeira. Did he have to remarry his wife? So the Ben Yoyada goes into that here also, but actually maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll get into the next Gemara about the Malachim complaining that they want the Torah. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Maimed Har Sinai.